From Jefferson Public Radio, I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another JPR Live Session presented by Sierra Nevada Brewing Company. JPR Live Sessions are supported by and recorded with Audix microphones. Audix, when sound matters. My guest today is Max Gomez. His latest release is called Me and Joe, an EP put out about a year and a half back. Information online, maxgomezmusic.com. Max Gomez, welcome to Ashland. Welcome to JPR. It's nice to meet you.
Thanks, Eric. Nice to meet you, too.
You are originally from Taos, New Mexico, yeah?
Yeah. Born and raised in a little mountain town north of Santa Fe, Taos, New Mexico. Still call it home, even though most of the time I'm traveling from town to town to play, small shows or sometimes the occasional big concert and things like that.
How many days out on the road do you suppose you are these days each year?
Oh, I sometimes think half the year.
Really?
At least 100 shows a year if I'm working as much as I should.
Yeah. Have you been here to the Rogue Valley before?
Yeah.
Cool.
A few times.
I read that among the first songs, first music that you were exposed to or at least learned to sing were older songs from the 50s, like old Johnny Cash and stuff like that. Was that exposure from parents or how did you come across that stuff?
You know, I'm not exactly too sure how I came across old Cash records. I mean, I guess how could you not come across them? You know, I think they're everywhere, but...
Yeah, but at that time, it's either radio or somebody had a collection of records.
Yeah, I'm not even too sure how... I must have stumbled upon somebody's old record at the house. But the reason I was drawn to Cash's stuff was because I never imagined I would ever... sing or be a singer in any way, shape, or form.
And what did you think you were going to be or do?
I was just playing guitar.
Okay.
You know, and when Johnny Cash sang, it seemed like he wasn't really singing to me. I mean, I'm talking about being a kid. I was, you know, 10, 12 years old when I was doing this. And to me, you know, when he would take on songs in that sort of traditional Cash kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know, his voice was doing things that my voice could do, you know. Well, my daddy left home when I was 3 and he didn't leave much among me. It was like talking.
Yeah.
And that helped me kind of learn to, that helped me give me the confidence to step in front of a microphone because I was able to do that vocally.
Yeah. Now, were you drawn more to the kind of country folk stuff or blues at the time?
Really, me and my older brother, we were obsessed with blues music and B.B. King records in particular, some great old live records, Live at the Regal, Live at Cook County. B.B. King, we thought, hung the moon and still do think that. And so, you know, that sort of led to... discovering, you know, older blues singer-songwriters such as Big Bill Brunsey and even Robert Johnson. And that's an education that basically can never be mastered. You can spend your whole life, you know, trying to listen and study that kind of music. That's how great and powerful and strong and deep that music can go. At the same time, at the other end of the house, my parents were listening to John Prine's The Missing Years. Mm. And my parents didn't have a lot of records. They had John Prine, The Missing Years, and, you know, maybe like a Patsy Cline tape or something. And these were the things that were stuck in the tape players for maybe 5+ years.
Yeah.
You know, until they sold that particular car, the only tape in the deck was John Prine's
over
Missing
and
Years.
Over and over, right? Now, you are not of a very old age. I'm wondering back in childhood if there was a notable music shop in Taos that you had an opportunity to visit regularly and browse through stacks, or if all of this came from your own exploration at home and people you knew.
You know, I mean, as a kid, I was just doing all the childlike things. I was learning to just play the guitar, and you know, there was a little music shop in town. It had the most beautiful name, Casa de Musica, House of Music, right?
Yeah.
But it's gone the way of the dodo, and it did many years ago. But it did lead me to a guitar teacher who eventually helped me figure out, I don't know, scales and music theory and different things.
I'd love to hear how that teaching turned out. Max Gomez is my guest live today here at Jefferson Public Radio. His latest release is called Me and Joe. You can find information at maxgomezmusic.com. What do you want to play first for us?
Well, you're talking about the latest release, so I feel like I ought to play something from that.
All right.
It's a song that's sort of become maybe my my favorite song that I wrote, and I feel like it's not going away anytime soon. It doesn't seem to get old. It's a track that I wrote with a friend of mine in Memphis, Tennessee. His name is Keith Sykes. Finally got a record made on it, on the Me and Joe record. The song is called Make It Me. I wish you wouldn't cry. I wish you wouldn't go. I wish we'd stay together through the rain and the wind and the snow. Real snow, not the movie kind. The snow that falls and it keeps you on my mind. Miles and miles may come between us, and many faces you will see. But if you love somebody, baby, if you love somebody, baby, make it me. Will you remember the time when we very first met? Well, it burns so bright on my mind that I can't forget. And I'll never believe you didn't think it too. And that whole time you loved me and I loved you. Miles and miles may come between us, and many faces you will see. But if you love somebody, baby, if you love somebody, baby, make it me. Song on the radio and it stays on your mind every place you go. Do you think about us or how it might feel to take another ride around on the spinning wheel? Miles and miles may come between us, and many faces you will see. Oh, but if you love somebody, baby, if you love somebody, baby, make it me. If you love somebody, baby, make it me. If you love somebody, baby, make it me.
That is Max Gomez playing live for us today here at Jefferson Public Radio. His newest release is an EP called Me and Joe. Information at maxgomezmusic.com. Thanks for that one, Max. That is a great song. I know that you moved, like, what, about 10 years or so ago now, you picked up and moved to, of all places, Los Angeles. This is a kid from the country, and you moved to one of the biggest cities that you could have chosen.
Yeah, well, I was a kid, you know, 18 years old, and moved there because, I don't know, I just thought, I'll figure out how to make a record out here. You know, I can't figure out how to make a record in New Mexico, not a record that I want to make. So maybe in Los Angeles. And I went out there, and I went to school a bit, you know, and I started getting gigs and started recording and working my way into the process, the long process of figuring out how to make a real record. And when I say a real record, I don't know what I have in my head. I mean, these days you can make a record, you know, on an iPad or something. When I was thinking of a record at the time, I was thinking one that's going to come out on a label and be heard on the radio, and you can buy a copy of it here, kind of record. Like, you know, there's maybe a longer process to doing that. And I set out on a journey, quite a life goal for me at the time that I had since maybe I was 16 or so, and spent a good 5 or 6, 7 years doing that, and finally figured that out years later.
What has Los Angeles been for you? We talked just before we went on the air today about how you spend so much time on the road, so many dates, that you're not actually in a home base all that regularly. But what is it like being based in Los Angeles?
Well, it's kind of a new thing, really. Most of the last few years, I've lived in my hometown of Taos, New Mexico. But more recently, I packed up again and moved to Los Angeles. And you know, it's an intimidating place to be, musically speaking. There's anything and everything you could dream of at your beck and call, at your doorstep. You can go down the street to a blues club any night of the week and hear world-class musicians on any corner in town. And it can either inspire you, or it can maybe do the opposite, right? And for me, luckily, it's always kind of inspired me to be around the pros, so to speak. And I love it. I love being there, and I love being able to go out and see friends of mine passing through town. Everybody stops and plays in LA.
Yeah.
And you know, also there are so many great studios and people making records. The records that I love and listen to tend to come out of Los Angeles.
You talked about the idea of making a record, a proper record, being a lifelong career goal. You ended up doing it. So when you had that project complete, was that a moment where you took a pause and kind of reflected on where you'd gotten, or was it just more fuel to keep moving forward with more?
Honestly, it kind of stunned me. I remember, I mean, like, you spend so many years and put so much effort into something, and then suddenly it came to fruition. What do I do now?
Yeah.
I did what I thought I was supposed to do. I did what I was told to do, and you know, that's to, you know, buy a touring van, buy a Mercedes Sprinter, put your band together, get on the road, go do this, go do that. I tried to just do all of those things. And ultimately, I think the goal is to do it again and again and again and again.
Yeah. It's been a while, as I mentioned, since Me and Joe. Are you working toward that next studio recording project?
Yes, always. Always doing that. It's an endless work. just like that first record I was telling you about, that 7-year process, you know, or whatever it was. And I had this one song that I recorded, I mean, at least 10 times, that was the title track of my first record. And when I say I recorded it 10 times, I mean, like, I recorded it in Nashville with a Nashville record producer. I recorded it in New York City with a big New York City producer. We recorded it in LA a handful of times. All these various, you know, swings at the plate, so to speak, to try to get the song right before you get a record deal. I don't know, all these crazy ideas that you come up with and paths you take and plane tickets you buy.
Those are the alternate versions that you offer up on Spotify and whatnot, right?
I should. I haven't done that yet, but that's a good idea.
Yeah. So if there is a calendar on the wall showing the months coming up, do you have a date with like a red felt marker circle around it yet for a new project? Or is it just in the future?
Well, the thing is that as much as I want to say I'll have a record out this year, I don't know that I will. I could record it this year, but, you know, it just, all these things depend on when it's going to come out.
Right.
So this year is a year that I will record a new record, but who knows how long it'll take for it to get out into the hands of the Spotify clicks and such.
Right.
You know.
Will you play us another song now?
Yeah, I'm gonna play you that song that I wrote and recorded 10 times. Really, there's no reason to record a song 10 times in case you're, you know, thinking what a crazy maniac this guy must be. I mean, I was young and I was just trying to figure things out. And
of all of those, did you ever figure that you got it right?
I don't think we ever got it right.
Really?
No, definitely not.
Well, maybe you'll nail it right now.
Right now, we're going to get it right. I feel the time. The time has come. It's underneath my thumb. Maybe I don't stand a chance, but then maybe I could. So with the devil I'll dance and knock on wood. If I could rule the world, what if I could rule the world? I'd take the pain from your heart, and I would tear it all up, I'd tear it apart. Would drown out the cries with redemption songs. I'd part the truth from the lies and the right from the wrong. If I could rule the world, what if I could rule? A king with the commoner's crown. You'd be the queen, let your heart rain down. Day is done, when the day has passed and a new light shines, a new light will cast. Give a run for your worth and play the cards at hand. Fight the troubles at birth, know where you stand. I remember that if I could rule the world, yeah, if I could rule the world, oh, if I could rule.
That is Max Gomez playing for us live here at Jefferson Public Radio. His newest EP is called Me and Joe. Information is at maxgomezmusic.com. That's got to take a toll doing that over and over with the falsetto bits.
Well, you know, or at this hour, perhaps.
Yeah, never during the day, right? Only at night.
It's a little early, yeah. It takes a little warming up, but... You know, falsetto is easy. I used to write a lot of songs with falsetto in them. I haven't done it in a long time, though. Maybe that's why.
With as busy as you are traveling and performing, there is another project that you have been involved with now for a few years, which seems like it's growing and thriving, which is a folk festival that you are one of the founders and creators of. Is that an accurate assessment?
That's true. I'm glad you brought this up.
Red River Folk Festival.
Yeah, the Red River Folk Festival in Red River, New Mexico. Red River's a small little kind of mountain town.
How big?
Well, it's designed to be kind of a host. There's 500 locals full-time there.
Oh, so it's very small, yeah.
Very small, but during the busy seasons, it's a tourist town, you know. It's designed to host 10,000 people. So, you know, it's a service town. And it's a beautiful little place. I'm trying to think of somewhere. Sisters.
Okay, sure.
Might be kind of a similar kind of vibe or something, yeah, like that. But wonderful little mountain town, high elevation, 9,000 feet.
Sort of a base camp to get outside.
Yeah, okay. Totally.
How did you launch this, and why did you launch it?
Well, a friend of mine, a very close friend of mine, is a business owner there in Red River, and he's like the number one purveyor of good music in New Mexico, in that area, northern New Mexico, I think. He's the kind of guy who will hire someone to perform because he likes them, not because they sell tickets or, you know, have a new record out or something like that. You know, he's old fashioned in his idea of how to do it, and for that we love him. That's how so many of people like me have kind of come into his family over there. He owns 3 or 4 music venues in Red River.
Oh, no kidding! Wow.
Yeah, and a hotel and a couple of bars and things like that. And he came to me and had an idea for a weekend. He said, I want to do the Max Gomez Festival.
All right.
I said, I don't know. You know, I don't know. I mean, a lot of people out there in the area do festivals and kind of name them after themselves. I've got some friends that do. The Michael Hearn Barn Dance Festival, Larry Joe Taylor Music Festival, all this stuff. And he wanted to do Max Gomez, the Golden Gomez Festival or something ridiculous. And I told him, no, I don't want to do that. You know, I don't want to do that. I could help you do a festival and just be part of it. Mm-hmm. And I said, what about the Red River Folk Festival? It didn't exist there, and the name rolled off the tongue, and so we set out to book, you know, 4 days of music in the Rocky Mountains, the Southern Rocky Mountains, in the autumn when all the aspen leaves are changing. The end of the month in September is when it happens.
There has been a scene there, right? I read an interview you gave where you talked about the scene really starting there in the early 60s.
That's the story. That's what my friend Steve tells us. He's got stories for days. But no, it's true. He's had universities come out there and interview him and look around, kick the tires at his place, because they've been tracing and documenting music history going back there. Mostly, primarily Texas music history. Talking about the Texas music scene, which was in the late 60s and early 70s. Jerry Jeff Walker, Ray Hubbard, B.W. Stevenson, Michael Martin Murphy, these kind of guys all basically started playing in Red River before they moved to Texas and are now credited with the kind of inventing Texas music. I don't know. It's kind of a long story.
How many people are you drawing across the, what you said, 4 days?
4 days. We're just starting out. I mean, we're coming up on our fifth year, and our main goal has been to fill a night after night to fill a 300 capacity honky tonk. But we do have an outdoor venue that we've been using, which will hold 1,000 or so people. And we've been filling that up pretty good too. So
right on.
It's a small event, but if, you know, for Red River, population 500, it's pretty big.
Ain't bad. RedRiverFolk.com is the place to go online for that. Congratulations.
Thanks.
On getting that off the ground and keeping it going for as many years as you have.
Thanks.
Max Gomez is my guest today live here at Jefferson Public Radio. His newest EP is Me and Joe. Will you play us one more tune?
Sure. Got something here for you. I stopped by today just to see the bay and our memory lane and that old cafe where you spoke the words that made me blue. You'd spoken before too, and that's why I'm just passing through. Say your weather's fine in the summertime, but the winter's there can make you blind. Could you clarify what you misconstrued and tell me what is true? And that's why I'm just passing through. Oh, how I'd love to hang around, but all that ever does is bring me down, 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 out into the street where we used to meet. The love we knew was bittersweet when you spoke the words that made me blue. You'd spoken before too, and that's why I'm just passing through. Oh, how I'd love to hang around. Oh, but all that ever does is bring me down, down, down. Thank you. earthly things, they don't mean a thing. Cause I know someday, where the angels sing, I'll be home at last, and so will you, in heaven rendezvous. And that's why I'm just passing through. I stopped by today just to see this place and to reconcile without a trace. I can't hang around like I used to do. It only makes me blue. And that's why I'm just passing through. Oh, that's why I'm just passing through. Yeah, that's why I'm just passing through.
That is Max Gomez playing for us live today here at JPR. I don't think I recognize. Is that a new tune?
That's a new tune, yeah.
Has it got a name?
Just Passing Through.
Right on. Thanks for playing it for us. JPR live sessions are recorded with Audix microphones. Located in Wilsonville, Oregon, Audix designs, engineers, and manufactures high-performing innovative products that contribute to the advancement of the professional audio industry. Max Gomez, it's a pleasure to meet you. Thanks for coming by.
Thanks a lot, Eric. I'll see you soon.
Support for JPR Live Sessions comes from Sierra Nevada Brewing Company, family-owned, operated, and argued over since 1980, reminding listeners to think for themselves, but drink with others. SierraNevada.com.